certainly know at this point that there are a multiplicity of causes that result in the symptoms associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. I want to be very clear that we would also be able to conclude that insulin resistance is not something that's going to be associated with everyone's symptoms. I think looking at the recent research that has shown a connection between diabetes and Parkinson's, we can say that clearly this will be applicable to some individuals. As I've mentioned, one of the big steps you can take is to get serious, and I mean really serious, about reducing the intake of sugars, which means reducing the intake of fruits, juices that tend to be high glucose content, to reduce certainly the intake of raw sugars and have substitute sweetening products that you use, and also reduce the ingestion of carbs. Now, this will help to some degree, to be sure, but what else can you do? You can talk to your doctor about this. Again, I don't think you're going to get any good reception from your medical professional. They're not researchers. There's no approval from FDA for them to be able to begin to explore the problem of insulin resistance for persons with neurological challenges. It's going to be a number of years, at least several, before that will actually happen. So what can you do? Well, I've got something I want to suggest that you might want to consider. Now, I want to be clear, in almost all cases, I am always recommending a natural option that I have some evidence would indicate it will provide symptomatic relief. That means I've heard it from individuals with this diagnosis who have told me it helps them. It's oftentimes the case that I've seen research evidence that will clearly show that there's a connection between using that natural option and improvement in whatever symptoms might be associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's. So usually as a researcher, I want to put out a suggestion that I think has got some kind of foundation. So what I want to do now is to do a little caveat. So I'm going to now suggest a possibility that doesn't have any of that. We don't know whether this is going to help or not. We have no evidence. We don't have anybody who's tried this. And yet I've been searching for, okay, my goodness, what can you do at this step? There are not many options out there. Well, for many, many decades, if not centuries, people have known that mangosteen fruit has many healing properties. Look it up. You'll see a long listing of benefits for that fruit. One of them is it reduces insulin resistance. Now, how do we know this? Okay, hold on to your seats. I've got a particular study that I've included here. And unfortunately, it shows, yes, there's a connection, but guess what? It has to do with rats, not humans. So, okay. We know rats are very different from humans, but they are live animals, and there's just a little bit of evidence that there's some kind of connection between ingesting the mangosteen fruit and the ability to have some improvement in the problems of insulin resistance. Again, and I'm tying that to issues with tremors and other Parkinson's symptoms. So one of the possibilities is, well, gosh, you can eat mangosteen fruit. There's some products out there that offer that or that are possibilities. I've found one that I just wanted to say, okay, if you're one of these pioneers of recovery, you'll try anything. This is something that you, I think, could consider. It's a product called Xanthomist. It has the mangosteen fruit in it. The reason I'm willing to recommend this particular product is it comes from a reputable company, but better yet, it's something that we, I think, can say have maybe a little bit of evidence that it should have some positive health effects. The other really big reason is if it doesn't provide any symptomatic relief, then you just use it all, send the empty bottle back, and they'll give you a full refund plus shipping. So there's a no-risk involvement here. And based on the research I've done, I don't think it's going to create any problematic side effects, but be sure to talk with your doctor about this as an option. Again, it's called Xanthomist. I'm a person who's a part of this CTO company. You have to buy it from somebody, so you can actually get it from me. So this is a possibility. Can I say, okay, this is something you ought to seriously consider? Well, I quite frankly don't know. But it's one of the options that I thought, okay, why don't you go ahead and consider this as a possibility? But one thing, please, if in fact you decide to take this step, order this particular product, the Xanthomist, and you start taking it, and all of a sudden you celebrate symptomatic relief, please let me know. We're going to do this one time. We're going to see if we can get a handful of persons to actually begin using this, and we're going to collect some anecdotal evidence to see whether or not this is going to provide facilitative relief. Again, I think the difficulty is that there are very few options out there right now. And so what can people do? Well, I think this is one. It's very different. Again, no evidence, no research, no persons have told me this might help, but it looks like it's something that might be beneficial, and it might be something that you can acquire, no risk, to see if it doesn't help provide some symptomatic relief. So give it a trial run, and please let me know one way or another. So we'll have just a little bit of evidence to know whether or not eating and ingesting mangosteen can actually provide some relief for symptoms you currently experience.